Blog Talk Radio.
Get to work safely if you have to go to work. Thank you for tuning in tonight to the next chapter, Widow Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to regular, encouragement, and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And I am your host, Mary Hollis, and I hope that all is well with you tonight. The title of our message for tonight, it is Jesus Christ a fairy tale to you? Do you really know him? Is Jesus Christ a fairy tale to you? Or do you really know him? A fairy tale like Peter Pan, our Little Red Riding Hood. The scripture that goes with this title is 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter 5 and 6. And it says, for all in him you have been enriched in every day, in every way, with all kinds of speech and all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimonies about Christ among you. That is the NIV version of 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, 5 and 6 verse. Is Jesus Christ a fairy tale to you, or do you really know him? Well, I'm going to picture a story to you. This was this. There was a man who was in another country visiting, and he went to a museum. And in this museum, as he walked past section of painting, different types of painting, even the Rembrandt, he saw the painting of Lazarus being raised from the dead by Jesus. The painting was so moving that it grew his attention. So he got nearer to observe the painting from close up. Then he read the plaque on the base of the frame, which said, "The fairy tale of Jesus Christ raising Lazarus from the dead." He was so stunned that Lazarus' resurrection was referred as a fairy tale. As he moved from that painting of Jesus to another that exhibited scenes from Jesus' life, he realized that they were all officially identified by state authority as various fairy tales of Jesus Christ. And many discredit the gospel of Jesus Christ. By calling the work of Jesus Christ fairy tale, they were attempting to put the gospel on the same level as Peter Pan and Red Riding Hood. Could you imagine? However, his experience in the museum that day caused his mind to start thinking about another direction. He began to consider how much about Jesus Christ really is a fairy tale to many people, including Christians who read the Bible and love the Lord. When they read about the miracles he performs, his miracle working power to a limited historical time frame that is long past and to people who are no longer alive. They, meaning them, conclude that they cannot expect miracles today. The only one thing that they really know regarding Jesus' power is what they read in the Bible. Never having personal witnesses his miracle-working power, they can only fantasize and imagine that his miracle must have been like. As a result of much of what they knew about Jesus is purely mentally imaginary and spectacle, similar to the way that they might view the hero in a fairy tale or legend. How do you imagine Jesus when you were told and read that he raised Lazarus? Was it a fairy tale to you? Did you believe it? Do you believe the miracles and the things that happen in the Bible? But God never intended for Jesus to be the only historical figure who did something in the past. Jesus is alive today, and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit and his gift, Jesus brought his supernatural reality right into the midst of local church. And the scripture I just read, they also have another translation. Everything that you heard and believed about Jesus Christ has been authenticated, proven beyond a shadow of doubt, verified, guaranteed to be true because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now let's connect this concept to the gift of the Spirit in Corinthian church. According to Paul's account, the believers in that church were enriched, loaded, and mightily endowed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. These gifts, he said, confirmed the testimony of Jesus Christ in the midst. But they knew Jesus Christ. What was the testimony they possessed and proclaimed about Jesus Christ? From a historical perspective, they had been taught and therefore knew that Jesus was the prophet, he was the healer, and he was the miracle worker. However, the Corinthian church didn't just intelligently know that these things about Jesus because of the book that they had read. they experientially knew him. Yeah, back then they walked the walk. They knew and they saw what Jesus, the miracles that Jesus performed. All we do now is read about it and believe. They experientially knew him in the way that the gift of the Spirit energized what the what we knew about Jesus. What does all of this have to do with you and your relationship with God today? If there is no operation of the Holy Spirit gift in your life or in the church you attend, an entire supernatural element of Jesus Christ is missing from your life. God never intended for your salvation to exit only on an intelligent level. He gave the Holy Spirit to the church to bring the overflowing, abundant life of Jesus Christ right into the life of his people. There is a whole level of understanding Jesus, who he and how he operates, that can only be comprehended by observing and participating in the working of the gift of the Holy Spirit. How much do you believe in the Holy Spirit? How much do you believe that the Holy Spirit lives within you? And the Holy Spirit can also help you to perform certain miracles. Yes, you can. It doesn't have to be Jesus. It doesn't have to be a minister. It doesn't have to be a priest. It can be you. You can perform certain miracles through the Holy Spirit. I myself, many times, have annoyed my house when I feel that things that might be happening in my house doesn't feel good. I go around and annoy my house for protection and also just for the peace and happiness to come in. Because sometimes Satan does come into your home, and there are ways for you personally to get Satan out by anointing your house, by praying. Also, from time to time, I anoint my family, my children. And always I start doing it at an early age. And they are young adults, and I still do it today. I believe that when I anoint and pray over my children, or even myself, I believe that it will work. Whatever I'm praying about, I believe that the Spirit is going to make that happen. So just know that God has given you the power, the Holy Spirit within you, to perform certain miracles, to perform certain things in your life. And I do that on a regular basis because sometimes I feel that things are happening with my family. Many times with my children was in high school, things that they did that was not something that I would want them to do. Many times I would pray over them. I would anoint them with oil. So God does give us that gift of the Holy Spirit within us. The Holy Spirit wants to confirm everything you know about Jesus. He wants you to know Jesus the prophet, the healer, and Jesus the miracle worker. When these gifts are operated through you or your behalf through someone else, they give testimony to the fact that Jesus is still alive, still healing, and still working miracles today. By means of miracle, a marvelous spiritual gift, the Holy Spirit both teaches you and speak on the behalf of Jesus Christ. So, just knowing that you have power, that many of us have power that we don't know that we have, because sometimes we don't have the belief that we can do those things. So if you are ready for Jesus of the Bible to step out the pages of history and into your life, or into the life of your church, if your answer is yes, ask the Holy Spirit. Yes, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to perform those things for you. It can help you, whatever you might be going through. The Holy Spirit can come in and help you spiritually, and helping you to get through certain things, having terrible headaches, or just different things like that, that you can pray over yourself. Anoint yourself and pray and ask God to get rid of those feelings that you might be going through. And if you sense an inner nudge to step out in faith and let God use you in a spiritual gift, don't hesitate to obey that the Holy Spirit's is talking to you. Just like you have thoughts in your mind and you follow those thoughts, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. And some of us may have gifts where we know about things, that get a feeling, have a dream of something that is happening, that's going to happen, or have happened. Those are the gifts of the Holy Spirit within you. But we must use them in the way that God wants us to be to be used. And when you have questions about them, just pray and ask God how he wants you to use your spiritual gift. If the Holy Spirit is talking to you, perhaps it's time for you to step forth and allow the Spirit of God to work supernatural through you. You do have that gift. And getting back to the title, is Jesus Christ a fairy tale to you, or do you really know him? Do you believe the things of the Bible? Do you really know him? We all have to get to know him more and more each and every day. As you read his word, and we will get to know him better, he will speak to us if we listen to that voice, that quiet voice. He speaks to us many times that we don't even hear him. And many of us don't believe that he can talk to you. And he does it in different ways. He put thoughts in your mind. Sometimes you can flip a channel on the TV and a message there from that. It'll signal. It's like a light bulb that just went off. And you can say, oh, that message is really for me. When you also listen to one of the shows, T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, listening to one of those different spiritual shows, you can sit there sometimes and you just feel that God is talking to you through those people. And something that you've been asking him, wondering, you get those messages just that way. It can be a friend or someone that just called you on the telephone talking with you, and there you go. You get another message. You get a message from them. It's different ways that you get these messages, but we have to be aware that this is the way that God has to get our attention. Sometimes he may give it to you one way, but you don't hear him, and he wants you to know, so he gives you a message in another way. And he does that with me, because I can flip a channel in a minute, and especially Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes. But Joel Osteen, he has a different type of preaching. Everybody's doesn't love his way of the way he teaches, but I get a lot of message from him. I can be sitting there and wondering about something days before. But watching Joel Osteen sometimes, he can give me that message that I want to hear. Or I get messages from my pastor all the time as well, my pastor, Dr. William E. Philpin Sr. Whatever he preaches, he always seems like he's talking to me. But sometimes those quiet voice is, I mean, you can hear him. So get to know him. He's not a fairy tale. Get to know him, and you'll hear him more. The more you get to know him, the more you'll hear him. Just know that. And let me see if I can flip to that real quickly. There's a verse. You know something, and all of a sudden when you want to say it, you can't seem to remember it. So give me a second here. I want to read this scripture that I read pretty often, just about every I read it for every day for about 30 days, and now I'm reading it from time to time. But it's Jeremiah 33:3. That is something that you can read sometime, too. And he will definitely show you. Okay, let me get to this. That's Jeremiah 33:3. Okay. It says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, and mighty things that you do not know. And one verse I know, there's two different verses, internet. It also said, he will show you unsearchable things that you do not know. So just know that if you ask him, he will speak to you. He will let the Holy Spirit come within you and also speak to you. So Jeremiah 33:3. I'm reading it from the Amplified Version. I'm going to read the whole verse there. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. And it goes on, it says, fenced and hidden, which do you not know, and in parenthesis, do not distinguish and acknowledge and recognize, have knowledge of understanding. Remember, this is the Amplified Version, but the main thing is, call. He wants you to call on him, and he will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. I'm still seeking it, and he's revealing some things to me, but I want more and more of it. So get to know him better, because he is not a fairy. The stories about him is not a fairy tale. It is real, and I'm sure you out there believe that these stories are real. There's so many people want to discredit him and not want for you to believe in him. So disbelieve that he's real. We have a few more minutes left in our show, but let me give you something that I said earlier. And I'm going to look for some more different types of topics. I said, Lord, I want something that is a little kind of funny. I said, give me something that is just, that's a different story and something kind of funny. So when I flip the page, because I always believe when I flip the page, that's what he wants me to read. Because most of the time, that's exactly where the way I go. I have certain kinds of books here. And I get that book, and when I flip, that's where I stay at. And tonight, when I said I want something kind of funny, guess what the Holy Spirit did? Is Jesus Christ a fairy tale to you? That was funny to me. I've never heard that before. Put in that manner. So he will lead and guide you in the direction that you need to go, what you need to say, what you need to do. We just have to listen to that little voice that speaks to us, because he will show us great and unsearchable things that we do not know. But let's pray. We're going to end our show with a prayer. Lord, I thank you for your ministry of the Holy Spirit and for his powerful gift that makes Jesus so real to us. Help us to understand the need for the Holy Spirit gift. Arouse us a spiritual hunger inside of us that we may that will earnestly yearn to experience more of these gifts in us. Just like Jeremiah 33:3 says, that you will call on you and you will show us great and unsearchable things that we do not know. We know that you have given us gifts of the Spirit because we need them. So today, I am choosing to open my heart and experience more of your power and the supernatural gift that you have placed in us. Let us be able to experience it. Begin, help us begin for it to flow through us like you want us. Because we want to be able to know you better, and knowing that you are not a fairy tale. You are real. You are alive today. You are alive within us. And we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We love you and we adore you. And we just magnify your holy name. We just ask you to continue to bless the show. Bless all of our widows, whatever they may be going through, Heavenly Father. We just ask you to give them the strength and the understanding and wisdom to know that you're walking with them each step of the way, that you will never leave them or forsake them. Heavenly Father, we just thank you in advance. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and your understanding, but just be there with us. We know that you are, but sometimes it feels very lonely. Just comfort us in the way that you know how. We just thank you, and we just ask you to take us through one more week, and we'll just wait for you to take our hands to the next week. We just love you once again, and be blessed. Amen. So that's the end of our show tonight. Just know that Jesus is not a fairy tale, and I'm sure you know that to be true. But get to know him. Get to know him better. So if this ever comes to mind, that he's not a fairy tale, he's real today and forevermore. Be blessed and have a great week. It's supposed to snow tomorrow, so I know I'm back to work, you guys. Yes, I'm back to work. I started my first day last Friday, and this is the third day. It's going well. God has blessed me and put me in the right place around the right people, right location, right money, and he's just blessed me, and I just thank him. But I just hope that we don't have to be in the midst of all of that mess out that's supposed to happen tomorrow. I'm hoping that it doesn't snow at all, because where I work, I got to go regardless. So, and I hate to get in it and have to come back to try to get back home. So I hope that all of you be safe out there and just know that God is walking every step with us, each and every day in our lives. He's not a fairy tale. Be blessed and have a great one. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. and invite others, and just knowing that this ministry is to help you and others. So if there's others that you know that are going through a grieving period, invite them to tune in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry show. I hope that you've been blessed tonight. Good night.
that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a savior who turned